Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Searching for a bullish sign on Wall Street? We may have one for you.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
I'm John Wardock, and this indeed is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. We don't talk about the Dow Transportation Average too often. In fact, I can't recall the last time we did. But Mark Holbert, the editor of the Holbert Financial Digest and a columnist for MarketWatch.com, says we should. He joins us now. Mark, why should we get all excited about the Dow Transportation Average?
Well, I think there are two major reasons. Perhaps the most important is that there is some good statistical evidence showing that the transports are what's known as a leading indicator, which is to say that they turn up or down before the overall economy and the stock market does, often, not every time, but often. And that would suggest that the fact that the transports have been stronger than the industrials, perhaps the better-known Dow average, over the last couple of weeks, it suggests that perhaps there is some subsurface strength out there that may not be obvious if you look at the headline numbers. So that's perhaps the most important reason. Another is there is one of the best-known and longest-living market timing systems out there. It's called the Dow Theory. It was actually created by the publishers and editors of the Wall Street Journal at the beginning of the last century. And what they did in order to try to figure out which way the market was going is look at both the Dow Industrials and the Dow Transports. And when both of those averages are in sync with each other, moving up together or down together, then you can bet, according to them, that the trend will continue. But when there is a divergence between them, that suggests that there may be a change in trend. And there has been just such a divergence, actually, since the latter part of January. So far in February, we have the Dow Transports up something like 5% with the industrials down 1% to 2%. So it's a huge spread. You don't ever really see that often, a kind of divergence of that magnitude between these two averages. And again, that's something that at least a Dow theorist suggests that the broad trend that is getting all the attention may not indeed persist.
So the Dow Transports are outperforming the Dow Industrials. How long do you think this can continue?
Well, I mean, yeah, the market will always do as much as it can to confound all of us in our predictions. But nonetheless, I think that if you see it going for much longer than this, you'll start seeing more and more people paying notice. Right now, in fact, I monitor a couple hundred newsletters, and I haven't seen anyone actually making a big deal out of this yet. But I think if it lasts for just even another couple of days, but at a minimum another week or so, you're going to start seeing a lot of people saying, hey, look at this. This is really important. And I think it's something that we can watch ourselves. If you start seeing that the transports continue to outperform the Dow, it happened earlier this week, in fact, when the Dow transports were up far more than the industrials on a day in which the broad market was up. But if you actually looked at the transports, you found that the transports were up double the amount by which the overall broad market was doing. And it doesn't take a lot. You go to the MarketWatch or Dow Jones websites, the Wall Street Journal website, just simply look at the ticker for the Dow Jones transports. It depends on the website, but most of them use the ticker of DJT, as in Dow Jones Transports. And just look to see what the percentage gain is. And at least so far this month, it's almost daily, you'll see the transports outperforming the industrials.
And as a leading economic indicator, the Dow transports have a pretty long track record, right? The government has been looking into this, and someone, at the Transportation Department put out some study called the Freight Transportation Services Index as a leading economic indicator. Nice long title there.
Turned out, I mean, they weren't looking at the Dow transports, but as you can expect, every one of these transportation indices and benchmarks are pretty highly correlated with each other for good reason. The idea is simply that when the transportation sector is doing well, then that means that the underlying economy is doing well, and vice versa. it really makes intuitive sense. I mean, if the economy is starting to slow down, one of the first places you're going to see it is in advance orders for shipping and other transportation of goods to market. The factories and so forth are just going to need less and less transportation in order to get their goods out there. And so it is a very sensitive indicator for what's going on in the underlying economy.
He is Mark Hulbert, editor of the Hulbert Financial Digest and a columnist for MarketWatch, joining us to talk about planes, trains, and all things transportation and why it matters, why we should be watching. Mark, thank you for taking a few minutes.
My pleasure.
Keep in mind, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and now subscribe to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. I'm John Wardock. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts.